Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sans Pants Radio, in an age of wonder.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today's business is Papa.
Can you remind me what it is, hun?
The gym thing.
Ah, the gym thing. Yes. Me and Mum have been gym fanatics like the last going like flat out.
Yeah.
On gym. And whilst I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, oh, I
need. Why are you sitting
more
at gym?
No, I'm not sitting. I'm working out on
it. You're sitting there watching everyone else work out.
I'm the biggest macho guy there, just about. Beefcake.
Yeah, you are.
Steroids.
It's true.
No, not really.
I'm always perving at you across the gym.
Yeah, well. There's a lot to see. No, not really. Anyway, let me get
really
on. Right. So I need a bit more incentive.
Yeah, sure.
And I am an environmentalist and I think a humanitarian. And so what I want to see is something for my sweat gym in those terms. So what I would like is for the machines to be hooked up to the grid.
Yeah.
So that the gym company has a lower power bill and the money that they make, the money that they don't have to spend on electricity for the gym,
yeah,
they put to
what?
Some.
Look at that.
Wow. Well, wow. Right. Once again, not paying attention.
Yeah, pay attention, please.
In his own world.
Focus.
What's it for?
It's a USB type.
It's a USB type.
Oh, these things don't even tune.
They're not real.
So this great pitch I had.
Can you remember what you were saying?
Yes, I can remember what I was saying. So the money they save on the electricity goes towards one of these causes. But you, as you're working out at the gym, you actually see not just the dollars rise up, but things that they might do. So you say, okay, another goat's been bought for the village.
Mm-hmm. That's great. On the little like screen that's always in front of you, is it like ba-ding, goat?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So you know, and so the whole gym is kind of working.
Does it make
towards...
a sound like meh? You can hear it all across the gym.
He's already got a goat.
That was a kind of bad example.
I like that example.
Yeah, I think that's
possible.
Good.
You know, but. But it could be anything. Could be you've just bought two more blankets.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, for people that are cold on the streets or something. Or you've just bought another can of baked beans for the food drive.
Because if you think about it, you know, when you're at the gym, it'd be nice to have, like, there's a lot of energy going to waste,
oh,
kind of.
Oh, a massive amount.
You know, like, yeah. at the very least, powering. So it's the idea that the gym power, the people working out power the gym.
Yes.
And the money that isn't spent on the power bill.
That's right.
Goes towards any number of causes.
Yes, goes towards a whole lot of causes that the gym selects. But even in your membership, you could tick some boxes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would like to be able to choose what I'm
what you would prefer, but
working out towards.
And how do you know it's legit? What if, like...
Well, you don't. You have to
well,
trust.
Well, you don't. You have
see, Ryder doesn't trust charities, and so I feel like you've already got him...
Yeah, offside.
But, yeah.
But wouldn't you, like, all that, like, gyms are the most crazy thing in the Western world, aren't they? Because
just
people,
insane.
It's wild.
Because people are eating too much, stacking on these all these extra calories, only to go to the gym, like, two or three times a week to kind of burn them all off. So there's actually two points at which they're wasting a huge amount of energy. One, they're taking in too much energy, eating too much food, so taking energy off the land or the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
And then secondly, they just go and burn it all up at a machine that just offers some resistance, and so you have to expend these calories. So where is this energy going?
It's kind of like a mother bird, really.
Yeah.
Who eats the worm and then spits it back down their baby's throat.
How?
Well, if you're eating too much,
yes,
and then you've got to go and work off the calories because you're a pig,
yeah,
to feed somebody else.
Oh, well, I see what you mean. Yes, yeah. Well, that's right. But the point is that the energy, whatever that is eventually goes to some good,
yeah,
rather than just be wasted.
Yeah, well, it's a great idea.
Oh, I think it's great. It's super good. Like, there's not really any problems with it that I can imagine. If I'm trying, I'm like trying to think of any cons.
It's kind of the reverse.
5 minutes in, Dad.
I got the money. Oh, thank you very much. All right, next business.
It's the reverse of that Black Mirror episode.
Yes, well, that was very interesting, that Black Mirror. So tell about that.
So the Black Mirror episode is you have to go to this place where you ride bikes all day. That's like your job, and you must be giving the energy to
the city.
Yeah.
And you can ride your bike as much as possible and get up enough points to be released where you can go off. But there's always these ads in front of you trying to sell you things, so you actually never get enough points because you're always buying like silly games and stuff to do while you play. So yours is the reverse.
Of course, that episode is a metaphor for the whole of what society is doing at the moment. We're all flogging away at these jobs that we sometimes care about but mostly don't.
Mostly we're not interested.
And we're working more and more hours and getting less holidays and to buy what? The next car or the next dishwasher?
I do like I think my favorite thing about your business, Dad, is that you're turning your classic gym junkie meathead into one of the most contributing members of society.
That's right. Yeah,
that's good. Like that kind of like muscle bound. Wears one of those singlets that has really thin straps. Dudes who normally are just
That's me. You're talking
about absolutely.
I know you can just see him across the gym like 10 goats.
Ten goats. Put another couple of kilos.
That will
on
become the new parlance. Instead of like how much do you press? Like in one session, bro, how many goats do you make?
36 goats.
Oh man, I'm pushing 36 goats these days. Oh, bro.
Are you ready to go home, honey? Or one more goat?
Just give me one more goat, honey. Yeah.
Would it pull the girls though? Would it get the women?
I don't think you think because like not only are you getting in great shape and muscles, they've got a timeless sheet that everybody loves. You're also a good person.
That's right. But when they feel your arms, they say, "Oh, you must be working out."
How many goats?
How many goats?
I really love like this village in the middle of, like, I don't know, Ethiopia. And they've just got this big poster of, like, a muscle-bound Chad type. And they're like, this man is the reason that our village is in such great shape.
Inundated with goats. Well, goats in the house.
No more goats, please.
Hi, I'm the, like, ruler of this town. I'm in charge of. We implore you, stop working out. We have too many goats.
We don't have too many goats.
Right, don't have too many goats.
That's great. That village could just be like, all right, we're just kind of become a goat farming village now. And then we'll make our money.
The biggest exporter of goats in the world, that could be.
It's all down to one chat working away.
I love it. Like, I want that now.
Yes.
If I'm going to gym, I want that. That would be so much incentive for me.
So what's on the screens at gym now is just like boring old TV that you could just watch.
Well, I was remembering back when me and Ryder used to go to gym before we gave up on that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. You better get back to it.
You used to be able to watch, like, it was like a track, basically.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
And you could see yourself go around it. And it was a bit satisfying when you did the whole thing and you were like, hey, you've done, like, 1K or whatever.
Yeah.
You were like, great. But if it kind of went around and was like, bam, here's a got, like, you know, gave you that, like, actual physical thing.
Yeah. And they could show you all the environmental initiatives that are happening across the world, like people planting trees, getting more goats, whatever, putting and installing solar.
I think what I'd want is a live stream of the village I was helping.
But it's not that instant. It's not like they have this big dispenser that shoots out a goat every time you get one.
Could you go like this, like 1 kilometre? No, a kilometre's hard. So you know how you got the track.
Yeah.
So that's not a kilometre. Once you go around the track, chicken. Right? But then 10 chickens. Equals a goat. Or, yeah.
Does that mean that the village is like looking at this big drone full of animals and they're just like watching chicken, 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 goat, chicken, 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 goat. I also love the idea of them looking up at the big drone and being like, oh, when are we going to get animals? And they're like, oh, when Jackson works out, we got to wait another kilometre before we're getting any animals. Oh, why don't we get any animals anymore? Why are we no longer getting food? Oh, Jackson couldn't afford his gym membership, so that's us done, I guess. Would you be able
to... not as direct as that, of course. But anyway. Whatever.
Would I be able to choose my charity? Because charities aren't as immediate, is what I'm thinking.
The gym, you know, would only be able to support 2 or 3 charities. I mean, if
how much is a goat?
Pretty cheap, like $5.
No,
yeah.
Really?
So at least $50.
Goats are
okay. Let's say a goat is $50.
Yes.
Yeah.
That gym is losing all their money.
No, they won't lose any money. They'll go their current power bill, then whatever power they save from because all the machines are hooked up to, which you can actually do, and Jim should be doing this, but a lot of them don't, is actually hooking them up to produce some electricity
like
that
big
will
battery.
Then go into the grid. So they either store it in a battery and then use the power back out of the battery, or they put it back in the grid. But whatever they save on power is the money that goes to the cause.
So that's it's actually probably going to take you a while to
that's
really
right.
get a goat.
Yeah,
but
it's not going to be that
But
instant.
Initially, that's how you'd
And how, like, what if you get half a goat for, like, a week? Or, like how does it work? Can you save your progress on a goat?
No, the whole, it's not just you. The whole gym would see that, like, you got, like,
so there'd be 20... one big, like, jumbotron.
Yeah, that's right. So all your screens.
That
wouldn't
be as satisfying. No. I have to get the goat.
I want to get them the goat.
Well, then you've got to work your ass off.
So what? We could get a chicken or some grain or something.
Yeah, yeah, they'll get something. Like, there's something working towards.
What about if you're doing it just as, like, kind of humanitarian aid for, like, villages that don't have water or.
Yeah.
What if you just connect a gym to a village?
Well, you could do that.
So you're like, we are this gym, you know, like is connected to this particular village in a third world country. And so
the harder our members work, the more money we'll be able to provide these people. So you could sponsor their education. You could do all sorts of initiatives that help that group.
I think it'd be super nice to have, like, I guess you could do it on a big screen, but just to be like over the course of, say, you know, you're at gym for like 6 months, you know, to a year. Like I was. I was there for a while. And it would have been so nice if every day I could come in and be like, look at the progress in this village that our working out has caused.
I've just really thought good. Of a downfall.
Okay.
So would people say, I can eat this cream fatty donut because I'm actually going to help with village. Because these calories I'm going to burn off later.
That will... Would you get people who become, it's like so not a problem, but like when people become addicted to health, they're like, I have to get out of shape so that I can get back into shape so that I can help this village.
Stay out of shape or eat more.
Yeah. I mean, you might have people who are like, God, I got to get this village a brand new schoolhouse and just work themselves to death.
Yeah, well.
Run on the treadmill till they black out because they just want to get that schoolhouse done.
But it's the problem with getting fit.
Yeah.
Is that if it's a one incentive thing, I just want to get fit, people stop going to gym and they stop exercising because in the end it's not satisfying.
But might happen. We might go, we've got 10 goats.
Oh, I know.
What's everyone else doing?
We've got 10 goats already.
I've done my bit.
Yeah.
For that
it's okay if we leave gym.
What's everybody else doing?
Oh, I mean, imagine that. If you've got a bunch of regulars at the gym and you're there and, you know, you because you're just in better shape or whatever, you're like, I've built an entire farm. And then somebody's there and you're like, oh, you contributed one goat. Yeah, good
one
on you.
One chicken.
One chicken. You come in every day, you know, for a week and all the time you've just contributed one chicken.
So hopefully you build that one-upmanship. So the one chicken guy's going,
I guess at the end of the day.
Next week I'm coming to smash it out. I'm going to get a go.
Doesn't matter what happens in the gym because the village benefits either way. That's good for them if there's more infighting.
Really? Yeah, stuff Jonesy. I'm going to stick it up. I'm getting rid of the treadmill. And
well, no, you'd be like going cow. Like a gun on the treadmill and then you go, and then you see Jonesy with.
Well, I think about like when I went, I don't think I'd have contributed enough energy. I would be just getting chickens because I just didn't do it.
But collectively, the gym would produce enough energy.
That's true.
You know, theoretically, should produce enough energy almost to power the gym. Well, you've got 30 people working out on treadmills.
Yeah.
I mean, how many?
All day.
All day, you know.
You have to lie, though, because if I'm personally not getting the goat or the chicken, I don't want to do it.
No. Well,
I mean, I will do it, but.
I don't get that.
No, that's the thing. It's like a game.
Right.
It's like getting to certain levels.
Yeah, so how many calories you've worked off has to be worked into some sort of equation.
Somehow related to what I've achieved. Because I don't want to know collectively that.
No, okay, I get it.
So I don't want to over a week get a chicken.
So
I have to get a chicken. I have to be, if I go one more kilometre, I'll get it. Or even 10 more metres.
Right. I'll get a chicken.
Because sometimes I go, but this should be.
You should be able to do that. You should be able to work out how many calories that you produces this
enough
much electricity
energy that saves them enough money.
This enough dollars, and that enough dollars is equivalent to
one chicken.
And three quarter chickens.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Even if there was a way to save your progress, like Ryder was saying, so that I come in and I'm like, well, I've worked out this much. If I do this over the next three times I go to gym, I'll make one chicken.
Yeah.
I think that'd be very satisfying.
But that's no good because you go, that makes you slack. You go, I'll get the rest of the chicken tomorrow.
That's true. Whatever. I've got like a quarter of a chicken. I'll just do a quarter of a chicken.
Today. It's
got
to be the one time. So you work
Otherwise,
out.
You lose your points.
Yeah, exactly. Lose your points. You got to get that chicken in one session.
Yeah. But can you at least have something that tells you how many you've done?
How many chickens you've produced?
If you're like, your whole thing resets every session. You're going to...
Yeah, well, you can have your accumulated what you've done over the...
If every chicken you get is notched somewhere.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Something about chickens.
Was it amazing?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
I hate that.
Now, would you go to... My question is, would you go to that gym in preference to a normal gym?
Oh, I don't know.
I would.
They had the same facility in, and I... What
that crackly sound is just me getting a chocolate.
Right.
Sorry.
Just getting some M&Ms. Don't worry.
So what's wrong with it, Rides? Why wouldn't you pick that gym against
the normal
gym?
Well, I just don't like charities.
Right, okay.
Such a scumbag.
No, it's not
Why
that.
Why not? What have you got against charities?
I don't trust them.
You don't trust them. You're not sure.
I'm the same, Rides.
Don't trust them at all. Would never donate to charity.
That the money's going where they're saying.
Even evidence doesn't cut it.
Right. Why not?
Because people slide a bit off the top. They do.
So there's no charities in the world that you're like, that's a legitimate charity?
There is not one charity that I would donate to.
But you're not actually donating anything.
No. Yeah. This
you know what
no
I mean?
Donation.
It's not like money out of your pocket.
But, you know, the middle person could take that goat for himself.
Yes. So if you see the owner of the gym in a Rolls Royce, going,
I would imagine if you see the owner of a gym with a goat. Surely not. But I see, like, Mum's got a good point. So you don't trust charities, right? Because you think somebody's always going to take something from
them. Yeah, and they do.
But.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so, you know, some charities are not perfect. So, but you might be like, well, you don't know 100%, right? So this gym, you're like, I'm not losing anything. And there's a chance that this is going to provide them for a, like a goat for them. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't know. That's why I'd go. Like, I'm like, well, even if it's a scam.
How much is it a week?
It's the same as a normal gym. It's not any extra. Right. So whatever the average gym thing is, what's ours? I don't know, $20 or whatever
it's like
it is.
30, 15 to 20 a week.
20, yeah. So it would be the same. That you don't put any extra money in. It's the calories, the energy that you're burning off. We want to turn that into dollars somehow.
Yeah.
And the only way to turn it, because it's physical movement, the only way to turn it into dollars is to turn that energy into another form of energy somehow, like electricity, and that actually turns into a saving for the gym, which is energy and money.
Here was my thought. Okay, so here's a thought. All right, this is what I was going to say before, and it completely slipped my mind.
Right.
So, you want to perpetuate this, right? Yes. You were saying, oh, is it going to be a problem if people, they eat so that they can...
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, but, like, what if we capitalized on that? So you make a chicken, and you get some chicken. You eat the chicken, and you got to work out more. Because then you get a
physical...
What do
you mean? You get a free chicken?
No, like like a meal.
That's stupid.
What do you mean?
So you've...
Instead of giving the chicken...
No, you still give them the chicken. You just also get like
but
a
where's
chicken
your
meal.
Chicken coming from?
Ah.
Yeah, well...
The poor people in Africa are in their gym.
Exporting chickens to the gym. That's where my whole business will backfire.
Big loop.
Free chicken meals
that'd
at the gym.
Great. They'll be getting so many chickens, they're selling them back to us.
They get a chicken, they sell it back. It's a cycle. That's capitalism. Okay, no, never mind. I thought we could do a kind of thing where it's like you're eating to give them... you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as they eat, they've got to work out more, but no, you're right. And then you have to work out for two chickens for every one chicken. And
that's right, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be... So I don't know. I don't know. I don't really understand that. But anyway, that's fine.
But Ryan, what about you don't have to give to a charity? You would be the scumbag in the gym if you didn't. And you could have whatever that was off your gym membership.
Ah, yeah.
What do you mean? So I didn't have to give a chicken?
Yeah. So you can say, look, I don't trust that you're actually giving chickens.
Mm, yeah.
So I say cross to that.
Mm. And that means...
But any extra that I do, you take off my gym membership. So maybe 1 week, gym's free.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Because you would work out so much that
your
energy is equivalent to that much saving on their power bill.
Yeah.
What if it was something you could physically see, like I don't know, like there's like
a
close,
food drive.
Yeah. Like they're like, yeah, look, here, you do it. You've like worked out enough that we have enough money to like buy soup to take to a soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And you can take the soup to the soup kitchen.
It is always something better than soup.
A roast then.
Roast kitchen.
You can take this roast. You worked out enough, burned enough calories that we can make a roast to give to like some homeless people in the city. Would you do that?
Fagua kitchen.
I guess.
Lobster kitchen. Bisque kitchen. I'm trying to think because one of those charities where you donate things to help like a village in a third world country, those are ideal for this kind of situation because anything else doesn't have small goals. You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking like the Cancer Council, which is an Australian charity, which like helps cancer patients and stuff. You couldn't be like, oh, I've worked out a bunch and now I don't
cured cancer.
Well, I did think it could be good for like homeless people or, you know.
Yeah, blankets and stuff like that.
Yeah, so keep people warm through the winter and all that sort of stuff. So it depends what the majority of people tick on their thing about what charity they want to contribute to.
I really
to.
Like if it's connected to, and, like, you know, he said a gym's connected to a village.
The idea of
a gym
being
connected to
idea,
one homeless guy is
but
great.
But depends on what the the majority of people at the gym want, and then the, whoever decides, the administration of the gym would say, okay, we've got 30% of the people want to do this for blankets for homeless people, so that's we're going to...
Yeah.
But couldn't you just have like five charities and you can choose?
Yeah, okay, yeah, you could do that.
But the problem with that is that like, say I've chosen giving homeless people some blankets or some clothes or whatever, and Dad's chosen getting some goats, and then Ryder's chosen nothing, but you've chosen, like, I don't know, another charity, and then it's going to take longer for any of us to get a chicken or a blank, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. So you have to have a lot of, you know, otherwise it becomes ineffective.
If if everybody's in the same charity, it's more immediate.
No, yeah. But if I go to gym and can't get a chicken that night...
Yeah,
that's not going to be satisfying for me. You're I have to be able to get a chicken.
Well,
otherwise, what's the point? Like, you're not going to like if it's going to take a week to get a chicken.
Yeah, no, but this. I mean, that can happen.
You have to kind of go that extra yard because you want to get a chicken.
Yeah, well, it could happen as a collective.
Why do I say yard?
I don't know.
Extra meter.
Going the extra meter sounds weird.
Yeah, I know. Everyone says the extra yard.
Yeah.
You got to go the extra furlong.
Yeah. So, anyway, I forgot what I was saying. But you could do it either way. The whole gym could do it, or you could do it.
I think I prefer the whole gym doing it because I think especially if that whole gym is connected to a village or a homeless person, then there's a kind of like community that I think would happen within the gym.
Yeah, that's true. You'd feel really happy.
We're helping out Terry. Oh, hey, great. We got Terry a blanket. You know what I mean? Oh, excellent. We've worked out enough that we can get him a coat.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
So where else are people doing things that's just wasted energy?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of that before.
Like, dance clubs.
Zumba.
Zumba.
But it's the same thing. It's all getting in shape.
Yeah,
it's all getting in shape. What about a nightclub?
Oh, true.
Oh, nightclubs.
You get the dance floor to have like some way of turning that kinetic energy into electric
energy.
And
people have had this idea with actually footpaths, is that the amount of bouncing up and down, you can actually turn that kinetic energy into, to drive turbines and things like that. So you can do it. And so, with dance floors.
I was just thinking like you go to a busy club. And it's just like poof, 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 people everywhere jumping around, people googled out of their brain.
And they would be excited if they were going to get something. Like they, like when you got close to getting a goat or whatever you got, the whole place would go crazy.
And what do they call it? The drop. Build up. And then,
just imagine them being like, the DJ could like announce it to be like, everybody get pumped, it's about to happen.
Yeah.
Couple more bounces, everybody start bouncing, we'll get that goat. Bam, 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 man.
I think it'd be great.
Oh, absolutely. Because we were saying like in the gym, they're like, hey, you, the gym has got a goat for this village. And everyone's like, oh, great. Imagine how excited that club would be.
Ah.
The roar would be...
Yeah.
People would be screaming and losing their minds.
Back to you, Rods.
Yeah.
There's a club that's going to donate the chickens and the goats, or the club that isn't. You're out with your mates.
Where do you go?
Which club are you going to?
I wouldn't have a preference.
Right.
But wouldn't you go whatever to the goat one, even if they're not actually going to give a goat, just for the fun of pretending to get the goat?
I don't know.
Like for that moment, how exciting would that be? It'd be exhilarating.
You don't think that'd be exciting?
You know what I'd have at the club?
Hmm?
I'd have chicken masks and goat masks people could wear. So when they were going to get the goat, everyone put on the goat mask. Let's go.
They'd all do that stupid dance.
I think it's a great idea. I'm very keen for it. Plus it's just like really good, you know? It's like it's taking all this energy that is just basically going to waste and doing nothing and turning it into, I mean, like at the very least being like, hey, this club powers itself. That alone is great.
What about all the people riding push bikes?
What would
they just should not be there. Right, unless they're on a bike path.
Let's get some use out of them. Right now, it's commonly agreed that they're, perhaps shouldn't be around. However, what we should do with them, this is my idea for them.
Right? Yeah.
In the old days, you used to get a light on the front of your bike from a little servo that ran on your tyre, like a little turbine.
Oh, yeah.
And that produced electricity. What you need is one of those on all their tyres connected to a little battery, And every now and again, they drop that battery off and pick up an empty one. Ah. And all those batteries.
What do they get?
What do they get?
When they drop the battery off, what do they get? No, what do they get?
They get the satisfaction.
No one's going to do that. They're cunts.
Well, donating it. No, that's right. They probably wouldn't be in it.
Bike riders.
They want a new Lycra pair of shorts. That's what they want.
I feel like bike riders.
A new
riders...
helmet that looks like a sperm. That's what they want.
But I feel like bike riders are the kind of people that would be like, they'd want it for the gravitas that comes with being like, yes, I donate to charity. You know what I mean? There are already the people out there that are being like, yes, I ride a bike instead of a car and I don't have a television. Yes. Yes. They're also the kind of people that would be like, yes, not only do I ride a bike, but also...
I made 10 people late for work this morning.
And I got a goat for a village in Ethiopia, yes?
Well, how about that, honey?
I'm pretty excellent.
Except for any of our fancy ride bikes, they're awesome.
No, they're not. They're not.
I'm trying to think of other places where energy is going to waste. Like,
it's I kind of everywhere. Like it because the West is just gutsing
energy. The energy.
It's just hoovering it in.
Yeah.
And we've got to...
And the metaphor for that is in their diet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We use so much energy, we have to go to these places to get rid of it.
Yeah, isn't that just insane?
It's insane.
That is wild when you think about it. When you think about it in those terms.
We overeat.
So it's some kind of weird way of kind of evening things
giving back,
out.
Even up that playing field a little bit. Even sports. A game of AFL.
But how are you going to, I don't know how.
You're maybe a little like battery that you clip to their leg. They run through. The Bulldogs tonight are powering this village in Ethiopia. One AFL game will give them electricity for a week. There you go.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you'd do that. But,
I mean,
but
you could
possible.
Have, sensors on their body, like these kind of wires. I don't know how it would work. Mm. But, you know, every movement of their body is...
Yeah,
well, it's all energy kinetic released. Energy. So, I'm like, surely you can...
And energy is infinitely convertible. Mm. You only lose it when it becomes heat. So if you can convert some way of figuring how to convert any movement into another sort of energy.
What about rowing? Rowing. Is
I think rowing would be okay. Because you've got a circular motion.
Yeah, that's
so
what
it's
I'm thinking.
Just got to hit some sensors that are going to pick up that motion.
Then you can strap around the oars.
Yeah.
So well, what do you need from us?
Well,
really? Yeah, I don't know if you need
I don't know
much.
If I need
just
a great...
like the basic what you'd need for a gym.
Yeah. Well,
you need
I
to
want
promote
to make money.
It.
Basically, I'm in business to make money.
Yeah, but you're not going to make money out of this.
You're not making money. You're just making general gym money, whatever a normal gym makes.
So you just want to promote your idea for the good of the world.
Yes.
It's
humanitarian
business.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
And I'd like the Nobel whatever prize.
Whatever prize. Peace? Would you call this the peace prize?
I don't know.
It's the only Nobel Prize I know.
I don't think so. You're not causing peace, are you?
No, but I am... causing a lot of goodwill across the world. You see,
can
the
have
other
the Nobel Goodwill Prize.
The other point about it is that people feel better because even though the West is basically obese and using all the energy of the whole world, we feel tremendously guilty about it.
That's true.
We're sorry.
We'll alleviate some of that guilt.
We're sorry we drive big cars and use all the energy and you've got push bikes.
I really like that of you coming in with like a suit in the ad and being like, are you racked with guilt and fat? You want to nip both those problems in the bud at the same place?
That's right.
Come to Dad's charity.
Guilt-free.
Guilt-free.
So drop your guilt off here.
Maybe what you're selling is the system. So you've got to go to the gym and say, look,
I'm
do you want to put
system.
In this system where all your machinery.
Absolutely.
I'm
selling the system.
What gym's not going to go for it as well? Because that the gym...
Yeah,
you know,
it
doesn't change how much the gym earns.
No, but I've got to come along with my tech team and install all the wiring and the hardware to refit their machines up to the power supply.
No gym's going to do it.
You don't think any gyms are going to do it? Why not?
Because it's just a waste of time
for them. Plus I sell a software package that will go onto all their computer screens and show them, you know...
Here's the village. Here's the homeless person.
Here's the...
I think gyms would absolutely do it because at the worst case scenario, it's an extra incentive to have people come to your gym.
It's kind of like putting solar panels on.
Yeah. Like it doesn't actually negatively affect the gym at all and it might positively affect the gym. Yeah. It either works out for the gym or the gym stays the same.
And then every now and again, there'll be the bad gym on a current affair, saying this gym, no chickens were actually sent.
They'll the have guy running down the street.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. How do you feel about?
I imagine the man with a lot of goats and chickens with him. Excuse me, sir. Where did you get these goats, sir? Sir, can you tell us where you got these goats from?
Did you steal those goats from the?
Did you get these goats from the charity? Were these goats meant to be for an Ethiopian village?
No, they're just my goats. Please stop looking at me.
I don't want to answer any questions. Well, I'll go for it, Dad. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely. I'll invest.
But how can I get Ryder across the line?
I just don't think you can.
Because he's the stubborn
martyr.
Sometimes
you've got to give up on Ryder.
Why aren't you Ryder? Like, it's a really great idea.
Yeah.
Is it just because you don't like charities?
Yeah, I just don't trust it.
But just say it worked.
If it worked, then I would invest. Right. Okay, but I can't tell.
But you're prepared to let it go for 6 months and then come in later.
Sure.
Okay. And you can have a look over all of the workings and the inner workings of it.
Because it's important to have a person like you to see how these things work, because people do scam a lot.
Absolutely. You
know? Yeah.
You need Ryder to come in and look over and be like, where are these goats going? Take a plane to the village, see that it's all up to scratch.
He needs to put one of those trackers on one of the goats.
Exactly. Just watch it on his laptop, see where it ends up. See if it ends up back in your backyard, Dad. Funding removed.
Right.
Well, there you go. You got all of us, basically, with some caveats.
Yeah.
And it's a good, wholesome, we pitch a lot of silliness on this show.
I know. I think it's,
a good business.
Wow. Yeah, I want it.
I am the voice of reason on the show. You know that. I am the sensible one in the whole family.
Is that right?
Is that the case?
That's true.
I mean, I'd have said
how did this whole show start?
With a lot of damn good ideas.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
Meh. I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.